May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I hope you will all bear with me, and although it's not our gospel reading or the psalm for today, I would like you all to think of the words of the 23rd psalm. We are all familiar with this much-loved psalm, the words conveying to us the image of our Lord as shepherd, protecting us, his flock. There are many needs in our world today, both spiritual and material, but too few people are willing to give their time and commitment. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to be those labourers, to offer our time and commitment in whatever way we can. In this passage, the word harvest is a biblical metaphor for God's people being gathered into his kingdom. Our salvation is a gift from God, the Lord of the harvest. And that harvest is brought to completion through the work of the Holy Spirit in human hearts. In this passage, we see how Jesus has compassion for the helpless, vulnerable people who are like sheep without a shepherd. How often have each of us felt lost, bewildered, and lacking direction, in need of the Good Shepherd? In this passage, Jesus is obviously aware of his ultimate fate, aware that his time on earth is limited. He needs to prepare. He needs to meet the needs of his people. Here we see Jesus as the shepherd, preparing to protect his flock, who he describes as the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus begins his work of preparation by choosing the first disciples. They were a varied group of men from very different occupations. They included Simon the Zealot, a political radical, some simple fishermen, and even a tax collector. Just very ordinary people, chosen and entrusted by Jesus to continue his work. Jesus's chosen disciples were just as imperfect as we are. Even Simon Peter, commonly regarded as leader of the disciples, when frightened for his own safety, would ultimately deny even knowing Jesus. And of course, their number included Judas Iscariot, destined to betray Jesus to the Sanhedrin. But each disciple, with his own individual imperfections, was chosen by Jesus to represent him to the world. We can take great comfort from Jesus' choice of disciples. We can know that it doesn't matter what work we do or don't do, how educated we are, what gifts God has given us. God has chosen all of us. He strengthens us. He brings us spiritually alive. He empowers us to spread the good news, enabling us to continue the work of Jesus with renewed strength and spirit. We know that part of Jesus' mission whilst on this earth was to train others to continue his work. And we read in John 20, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Jesus asked his disciples to pray to God for more workers to send out into the harvest. So the message could not be clearer. Just like the first disciples, we, as labourers in God's field, are called to faithfully continue sowing, reaping, and praying. We too are called to follow Jesus, to be sent out in his name. We may never see our work come to fruition, but we must have faith that we are sowing the seeds of faith, we are continuing the work of our Lord. As he prepared his disciples, Jesus bestowed upon them the gift of healing, authority over unclean spirits, instructed them to cure every disease and every sickness, to reach out and heal the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Again, we have the connection with the Good Shepherd, collecting, protecting, and caring for his flock. When Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few, we clearly see Jesus' compassion and empathy for people's deep need for guidance and spiritual care. As the Good Shepherd, he sees the pain of his flock, sees those who are lost, harassed, and helpless. Throughout the Gospel, Jesus shows care for all those he meets, compassion for those rejected by society. We see his deep love and care for his disciples, his love for his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. The lost and hurting people Jesus saw are still with us today. Many people feel unseen and are searching for hope. It is not enough to say, we care, and then do nothing. Our world is full of pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual. If nothing changes, how can lives improve? Jesus accepted people as they were. He did not criticize or turn away. As loving, caring Christians, even when it is difficult, we too must recognize pain and respond to the suffering around us. Just as Jesus saw the suffering of the lost sheep of the house of Israel and sent out his disciples to meet that need, we too must be bold in reaching out. Through personal action, we can bring others a glimpse of the kingdom of God. We are called to stand alongside those who suffer, to bring God's word to those in need, always trusting that things can change. Often people do not ask for help, yet when they are met with love and empathy, they come to know the love of God. We are called to be wise, gentle, and kind, and to remind others that every person is of value. As we offer prayer, we must trust and believe that things can change. At some point in our lives, we too will be lost sheep, waiting for the protection and care of our loving shepherd. Each week, our newsletter asks us to pray for those who are sick or in need. Knowing that prayer is being offered brings comfort and eases the loneliness of suffering. We are being asked to do something simple yet powerful, to offer prayer to God. This part of Mark's Gospel shows Jesus choosing and sending out his disciples with clear instructions about where to go and who to speak to. After his death and resurrection, they continued his work of spreading the good news, continued to make disciples. This reading clearly speaks to us as disciples of Christ. Just as God empowered the disciples through the Holy Spirit, he also empowers us to share his word and serve one another. Today, as we work to grow our churches, we too continue the work of the disciples. We can bring hope and healing to our broken world. In every service, we pray the Lord's Prayer. As we pray, your kingdom come. Each of us can help bring God's kingdom to others. We know God values every one of us. God will use each of us to support those in need. And I pray that we will each leave this service ready to proclaim the gospel with joy. Continue to share our faith. Reflect on God's compassion. Work to grow more disciples. I am sure Jesus felt deep emotional pain in the days leading up to his crucifixion. Yet he did not turn away from what he knew he must do. He asked the Father to let the cup pass from him, but accepted the path laid before him. Jesus knew both physical and emotional suffering. He knew love, and he knew what it was like to be hated. So he understands our pain. We too will all experience suffering in life. In times of need, we seek comfort in God's word and turn to him in prayer. Prayer may not take away physical pain, but God's word brings comfort and eases our distress. We are not alone. God, the Good Shepherd, walks beside us on our journey. Amen.